From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
The top marine resources officials from Maine and New Hampshire, joined by Maine Congressman Jared Golden, are sharply criticizing the federal government's efforts to protect the endangered North Atlantic right whale. As Fred Bever reports, they're calling for a slowdown of plans to impose new rules that could be costly for New England's lobster fleet.
In a letter sent Friday to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the Commissioner of Maine's Department of Marine Resources, Patrick Kelleher, and his counterpart in New Hampshire say federal fisheries managers botched the rollout of a new and apparently flawed risk assessment model. It's supposed to help measure the effectiveness of various strategies to reduce the chance that whales will be injured or killed by entanglement in fishing gear. Strategies such as using weaker rope or breakaway rope for hauling traps, to a specialized gadget that would cut line when a whale becomes entangled, to imposing trap limits or targeted closures of areas where whales are known to be swimming.
There are some things that are coming out of that tool and some questions that we have about the model or some of the data that's in it that doesn't really pass the straight face test for us.
That's Aaron Summers, Maine DMR's point person on the whale issue, during a NOAA webinar introducing stakeholders to the risk assessment model. That was just a week before a meeting now underway of a large stakeholder group called the Take Reduction Team, which is charged with making recommendations to NOAA for reducing the right whale's annual mortality rates to less than one a year. The DMR and other stakeholders, such as Maine Lobstermen's Association Executive Director Patrice McCarran, say there are many questionable assumptions in the model, including one that leads to a prediction of a high risk of entanglement off mid-coast Maine at a time of year when whales are unlikely to even be here.
To have a government agency a week before a meeting say, this is the best that we have, deal with it, is very disturbing.
DMR Commissioner Kelleher, who could not be reached for comment, appears to agree. His letter runs through numerous concerns about the data tool and the process that led up to its deployment. Ultimately, he writes, NOAA should postpone rulemaking on new regulations that's due to start next week. Instead, he says, NOAA should slow down any final decisions to allow time to subject the risk assessment model to peer review and to allow state regulators full access to its inner workings. But NOAA officials say there are no plans to press the pause button. Dr. John Hare is NOAA's Science and Research Director for the Northeast.
It's important to remember that, you know, the tool is not making the decision. It's available to the take reduction team members to help them come to a consensus decision.
That team is made up of some 80 representatives of various stakeholder groups from 14 coastal states, lobstermen, scientists, fisheries managers, and conservationists. Ayer says he and that group will give substantial consideration to criticisms from Kelleher and others.
So hopefully everyone will work hard together to come to recommendations to the agency that can help us achieve our objectives in terms of right whale conservation, but then also allowing the lobster fishery and other fixed-year fisheries to continue to operate profitably.
In an email, a lawyer for one group that's brought a lawsuit against the federal government for failing to protect the endangered whales, the Conservation Law Foundation, says new protections should not be delayed. Congressman Jared Golden is trying to put the brakes on, though, from Capitol Hill. He sent NOAA a letter this week that reflects many of the same concerns raised by state regulators and calling for the rulemaking to be slowed down.
What we hope is to create a better process and get some feedback from the lobster community to NOAA, and hopefully working together, they'll find a better solution that works for the fishing community.
In a joint statement, the other members of Maine's congressional delegation say they are concerned about the speed with which NOAA is developing new gear rules, and they plan to meet with stakeholders in Maine next week. The Atlantic Large Whale Take Reduction Team continues its work all this week at a hotel in Providence, and it will try to achieve consensus on Friday. If that fails, however, NOAA still plans to move forward with new rules. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pinckney says she and other House Democrats are still in the process of deciding whether to initiate impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Pinckney, who spoke with Maine Calling's Jennifer Rooks today, says that decision will depend in part on what various House committees discover in their intensive review of the Mueller report over the next month.
Impeachment is not off the table, but we also don't want to shift the focus to just the articles of impeachment and moving forward with that without doing some more of this investigation. So I think we feel that it is our duty to consider that. The reason we have the ability to impeach a president is if we feel that he is, you know, interfering with the proper governing of our country or not doing what we're expecting of him prior to an election. It's a way to remove a president. But, we also know that the 2020 elections are around the corner and the American public will soon have a chance to decide who they think should be our future president.
You mentioned that your caucus had a conference call last night with the Speaker of the House. It's been reported that she's urging caution and patience. Do you agree with her strategy?
Well, yes, although I do think it's important to let the American public know that we understand that many of them are also pushing us to say, you know, you should start the process of inquiry of an impeachment. But that is very much what our committees do anyway. And being in the majority means we have the ability to have our committees go to work. And that's what they'll be doing in the next week. So, like I said, I think we have to let the American public know that we understand that's our responsibility, and an inquiry on impeachment starts in the House. But we're gonna go back to work on Monday and really dig into the Mueller report and see where we should take it.
Is there anything in particular you're looking for? Is there something that if this happened or if this line were crossed, you indeed would be among those calling for impeachment?
I think most of those lines have already been crossed, to tell you the truth. But again, I think we have a lot of vehicles to move forward on. Better understanding what is going on with this administration. And again, frankly, you know, in my mind, I have deep concerns about a lot of things going on with this administration, whether it's trying to undermine our healthcare system or putting a roadblock up for climate change. It's not just what's in the Mueller report. There's just a lot being challenged today, and we have our work cut out for us.
First District Democrat Shelley Pinckney, a guest today on Maine Public's Maine Calling program, she spoke with Jennifer Rooks. Town officials in Maine who are battling invasive brown-tail moth infestations are asking state lawmakers for help. Today, the Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Committee held public hearings on several bills that aim to control the pest that also poses a public health threat. Patty White reports.
Brown-tail moth caterpillars shed toxic hairs that cause itchy rashes and, if ingested, respiratory issues. Falmouth Town Manager Nathan Poor says as the moth's populations have increased in recent years, municipalities are desperate for an effective method to control infestations and provide residents some relief.
People are staying in their homes. People are coming to Town Hall and lifting their shirts up and showing us the rashes that they're going through. They're showing up at meetings, and there's really nothing that we can offer them.
Poor is urging lawmakers to support a bill that would fund research at the University of Maine system to identify effective methods for controlling brown-tail moths. Towns along the south and mid-coast have the most severe infestations, but the population is spreading inland. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And join us tomorrow afternoon at 1 on Maine Calling. The guest is State Education Commissioner Pender Macon. I'm Ed Morin.